Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, big answer. Great song, great band. And a child, obviously, in there. You can win the Phil's tickets today. Give us an answer with a child somewhere in a title. Sweet child of mine.
Kid. I think we're going to name our dog child Carl.
Name it what?
Carl.
So not Carl. Malachi.
Okay.
Malachi is a little evil sounding. I mean, I don't know, very biblical, I guess. Malachi is a cool name. But
it is.
Carl is also a cool name. And Carl is also kind of understated and human, which is, I really like it.
I do too.
Very human name for a dog.
Like a, you know, kind of just a random name for a dog.
Like Fred.
Great. Yeah, like Fred, exactly.
Yeah, Fred, like, hey, Fred.
Fred was a consideration.
That's great.
Fred, Larry was a consideration.
There you go. All right, good stuff. YouTube. So two things. One, our show's on YouTube. I think most people listening at this point know that. We've been saying it for about 2 months now. You can watch our show on YouTube live anytime. You can also go back later in the day and watch it. You know, if you miss certain segments or if you just want to see how ridiculous we all look, which we generally do. Because we wake up very early in the morning.
Look at what I'm drinking right now. It looks absolutely horrendous.
It does.
Look at that.
What is that?
What do you
think
that
is? Dirty water.
Yeah. Well, it's, water with the remnants of the coffee that I had earlier.
So, dirty water.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It does look offensive.
Yeah, I thought someone left that here from the weekend. I really did. All right, so here's the deal. One, you can watch our show on YouTube. Two, and this is something we also really enjoy. You can interact with the show on YouTube by commenting. Comments, questions, you know, whether it's about sports, whether it's about us. Like, why am I wearing this? Why is John wearing that? Why
Looks
is John...
like you got a new sweatshirt.
I do have a new sweatshirt.
I noticed that.
Amy gave this to me over the weekend.
Oh, is that why you
Very
said
cool.
that?
Well, it was in my mind.
Wow, that's new.
Yeah, it's
and it's
brand
vibrant.
Yeah,
got
I like the
day
colors.
Glow.
Put it on this
and
weekend.
It doesn't
like
say St. Joe's Prep on it, which is a shock from us.
No, that's right.
Yeah, this is your new summer style. It looks real beachy.
Dude, this...
Is that what that's...
I like it, but I mean, this is going to be more of a spring fall. Like, this is too big for the summer, but it's good.
What do you mean? Oh, heavy?
Heavy. I mean...
But at the beach, you need a...
If it's a windy day.
Yeah.
Windy day. But here's my point. Comment on YouTube, and then Seltzer will select later in the show the best comments and questions. Like, I have the first comment of the day. No, it's a question. It's not a comment. It's a question. I'm going to type on YouTube right now. I'm typing... Okay, here's my question to James Seltzer. James, as the fine producer of this show, or maybe not so fine, where's all the stuff behind us... That you were going to put behind us. Like we accumulated a list.
Whoa.
Like 2 months ago, stuff just should be like.
When did it become you were going to put behind
like
us?
Like John's jersey. John's
Eagles
jersey.
You were talking about putting it behind you. And then all of a sudden.
Who produces the show?
Yeah, that's not my job.
Who produces the show?
Yeah. Are we allowed to put stuff
behind us? Yes. Listen, we are.
A lot of other shows.
Here's what
that
we got. Odyssey. WIP. Odyssey. WIP. Odyssey. WIP.
Right,
like, we don't have to have
right
37
after us,
Odysseys.
Hugh
37.
Is sitting in this chair, and Hugh doesn't want a picture of.
Yeah, you know what happens?
Of Carl.
Then Seltzer, the producer, then comes in here and removes it.
Yep.
Say,
Lock it in.
I don't think
all right, James, how about
Jimmy's
Lewis?
Plate.
Sure, Lewis.
Second
could do
producer.
It. There we go. Yeah, yeah, I just put on Lewis.
Just took you off the hook.
I like that. That's like, good.
Here's what I'm looking for. I want John's Eagles jersey. I mean, that's got to be hung up, right? Got to be hung up. You could kind of mock me with my Phillies fantasy camp jersey. Like, there's a lot of things we could do.
Oh.
Let me give you another example.
You want to hang your Phillies camp jersey and my Eagles jersey.
Right.
So it's like that is a nice contrast.
And then here's another
fake
one.
Fake and real.
Right, exactly. And I'll give you one more, John. One more. So I'd like to say
harsh.
That today with Bryce Huff out of here, or at least he's going to be soon, post June 1, whenever the heck that is soon, I'd like to say, hey, we're adding Bryce Huff to the Philadelphia Sport Athlete Wall of Shame. You know why we can't add him to the Philadelphia Sports Athlete Wall of Shame?
Because there's no Wall of Shame.
We don't have a Wall of Shame.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Seltzer.
I like that.
Get on.
If we make it a Wall of Shame, and then we lead the way with our own
Let's actually try and do this. Hey, Ava, can you help make this happen if you're listening, please?
It can be on a big cardboard.
Because if we talk to Ava, it actually might happen.
I know.
We'll
take it out at the end of shows, and we can have, like, Nnamdi's face up there, DeMarco Murray, Chip Kelly, Doc Rivers, Ben Simmons.
We discussed DeMarco Murray during the break, James and I, and we pointed out since he sat next to Jeff Lurie in a plane and told him exactly what he thought of Chip Kelly, it actually wasn't a terrible.
It actually helps his case.
It does help his case a bit. All right, but if you have a good idea, because I really do want us to get to some visual behind. Again, I was joking earlier when I said WIP Odyssey. We do have about 30 WIP and Odysseys behind us. We could use 20 of them and, like, cover up 10 of them. We don't have to have 30 of them. So tell us what should be behind us.
Your jersey and my jersey is a great start.
Right?
For the Wall of Shame.
Well, not for the Wall of Shame. For a different portion of the backdrop.
The Wall of Lame.
The wall of us. It's life. All right, let's go to the phones. Philly's weekend was bad. It was. Wasn't good. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not happy about Trey's defense, and I'm certainly not happy about Lizardo being hung out there for, I mean, my God, 12
three
runs?
Third.
12
76
runs.
76 pitches.
I know. To the phones we go, and what should be behind us, so you can see it on YouTube and comment on YouTube and comment on the show. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. And yeah, I agree, James. You're going to need Ava's help.
I agree. I'm just being realistic here.
We're all going to need Ava's help. Ed, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's the difference between Jason Babin and Bryce Huff?
Super Bowl or not?
Jason Babin played some snaps.
Bang. Bang.
Yeah, that's too. That's right.
Jeez, but it's with Bryce Huff, the thing, like, there was no sample size. Like, oh, man, that play he blew against the 49ers or bad, just.
Well, I'll say this. In the limited way he played, you could tell there wasn't much. I mean, it's not like he played zero snaps. Eventually he did, but he played earlier in the year. He looked like he stunk when he played. But, I mean, Ed, the fact that Vic Fangio, like, imagine if I was the defensive coordinator, people would be like, oh, DeCamber's an idiot. He's not playing this $50 million guy. Maybe I would be. But, like, Vic Fangio chose not to play him. So what are the chances he's going to go be successful elsewhere? But I'm hearing Baldy and Elliott both say he, like, will be. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know what's a bigger miracle, us foxing a first-round pick out of the Colts for Carson or not having to pay more money to the 49ers and getting a mid-round draft pick, even though
let's see what it is. My guess is it's going to be contingency based.
Any draft pick.
Yeah.
Who cares, honestly?
I think it'll be on snaps and sacks and all that. It won't shock me if it ends up being not nearly a third or a fourth, but we'll see.
Yeah, but it remains a position of relative need. So, I heard, Trey Henderson, we've heard the name bandied about. But then I've heard Trayvon Walker. I don't even know if that's a starter, but I think he would be more expensive than Trey Hendrickson in a trade. But we still could use a little help there. So,
Georgia boy.
Yeah.
What about the – you guys heard Kyle Pitts' name thrown out there.
Sure.
I really like the idea of
I'm good.
Kyle
I'm good.
I'll be shocked if they do it while Goddard's here.
He hasn't been good ever.
I don't think they overlap.
He's never been good in the NFL.
Think about his quarterbacks – think about his offense.
No, that's fair.
I think Kyle Pitts is an undervalued tight end right now because of a really awful situation with coaches, with the guys throwing him
can
the ball.
Can he block at a tremendous level? Then I don't want him. Because for this offense, I want a blocker. I really mean that.
Right now, he would be the guy who, after Dallas Goedert leaves next year, assumes the role of the premier tight end, receiving version tight end.
I think blocker is more important.
I do think his block – I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I'm assuming his blocking's bad because he's so talented as a receiver.
But he did go with the fourth pick in the draft, and I got to think he might have had some blocking to be the fourth pick in the draft.
Some balance.
Right. All right, Ed, by the way, what cheesed you more this weekend, Ed? Leaving Lizardo in or Trey's defense?
I think most of the times I've cursed in front of my kids are when I'm in the car and Trey boots a ground ball.
It's brutal, man.
I was on the way back from the supermarket and his ground ball, he booted it. And then it was a Ralphie from Christmas Story situation. Like,
it was so easy too. Because
It was right at him. He has more of those. Like, he's just a bad defender, but he has more balls hit right to him than anyone I ever remember.
And let's
honestly
be real, guys. He would have more errors if he got to more balls.
100%.
And by the way, the Castellanos one in right field, I think that was Saturday, should have been called an error. I mean, the guy literally, and I love Castellanos. I know I very much like Castellanos. But I mean, I know he had a run to get there, but he did get there. The ball hit his glove and he dropped the ball. I mean, how is that not an error? But all right, Ed, I need an answer from you for a kid somewhere in a title.
John Ritchie, did you ever stand next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of your hand? Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child.
You got it, man.
What a great
You
answer.
Got it. All right, that is a big answer. There's no question. Right about now, that's when I'm supposed to jump in and say good morning to you. A fired up John Ritchie, which you could...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See if you watched our show on YouTube. It is good.
You did a great job there.
Thank you, buddy. Surely not that hard, but sometimes I just
bust
through it.
It's furious, isn't it? Like, just like makes you want to go. Really, this is one song that lights that fire. It makes you want to go strike people, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what it makes me want to do. Go watch Trey Turner play defense. Really pumps me up. Seltzer, I put some context into this weekend from a Philly standpoint, from your perspective.
Yeah, look, I think your main point to begin with that it's a weekend series. I'm not going to overreact. They've played good baseball for a while.
Great baseball.
Yeah. I think the two things that stand out to me are, one, that I do think it's fair to question the level of competition they played. We have not seen them play great against good teams. That's something to watch moving forward.
Except the Dodgers.
Yeah, but
that was three games.
Yeah.
But they do well against the Dodgers.
It was the second series of the year, so it's hard to take it too seriously. But I think it's viewing these things through the prism of what could end their season in the playoffs, and watching Trey Turner boot balls. And in that game, like, sure, there were two innings left. You could say they absolutely lost the game because of that one play.
I agree.
Arguably, you know? And then the bullpen issues, I just look at it and I like the Lizardo thing, that was annoying. I don't love that it happened, but. And I'm annoyed by it. But in terms of the big picture stuff for me, it's what am I seeing that could end their season?
Yep.
And we're seeing things that could end their season.
Phil's also made I'll call it semi-big move this weekend, with Mick Abel is going to be in the rotation and Taiwan to the bullpen. Now, the reason I say semi-big is because Mick Abel is going to be bumped out when Nola comes back. It's obviously taking longer than we at least initially thought, based on what the Phillies initially thought. I don't know how much longer it goes, but Mick Abel will get those starts. It may be to be a Phillies long-term pitcher. It may be to be a Phillies relief pitcher. It may be to be traded as they approach the trade deadline for a bullpen, for a center fielder, for a whatever. A lot of ways you could go there. A future catcher. I mean, I'll give you one thing. They could trade Mick Abel for a catcher of the future. And it really has no impact on joining the team this year and helping them in the postseason.
They got Tait. I mean, he's young, but I mean, he's legit. Okay. I do think they have
how soon?
He's young, so a couple years away.
So it could be a catcher.
Sure, I just wouldn't say catcher of the future as much as like a.
Yeah. Well. So anyway, all this on the table. One other thing, Rhea, the Lizardo thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we all agree it was preposterous.
It was disgraceful.
All right, here's my question.
Yeah.
Because you got a good antenna for this stuff. Does Lizardo's agent call Dave Dombrowski?
I would, 100%.
And say, what, like, the hell was that?
Well, yeah, because you know if that was Wheeler, they wouldn't allow that to happen. Now, Wheeler's been an ace for much longer, but this guy's pitching great. You know what?
It's just screwed, Cy Young kind of thing.
100%.
Now, I don't think it's going to hurt his when he becomes a free agent thing as much as you might think, because, like, smart general managers will realize with their homework that, like, one start... At the end of the year, it's going to be really interesting to know at the end of the year, how much does this inflate his ERA? Like, is it a whole point?
He have been removed?
Is it a half a point?
Like, what,
I don't know.
At what point are we talking?
Before
is it like pitch 50 more runs?
I don't honestly remember this. I think it went from five to seven. And then there was a three-run homer. And then,
I'm just asking from a practical perspective.
Are we talking past the end of the first?
Like, when exactly?
No, in that fourth inning, like, you can't let it get past seven or eight runs. I just don't think it's fair to the guy. Now, I will say there is something to be said, and Ben and Ruben, when we next get them in here, their perspective will be interesting, because they played in an era where sometimes a starting pitcher would have to go longer and suck it up. James, you'll remember that.
Like, 100%. You said the phrase before, wear it, and it was like, it's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like that rings true.
And I will say this, it is entirely possible that Lizardo is getting credit in that clubhouse, especially because there's no public complaint. Maybe the agent won't call the general manager or the vice, you know, president of baseball. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I know this, like, if I'm Lizardo, I'm ticked. And at the end of the year, it will be interesting when he has whatever he has, 170 innings. 190 innings.
That my fastball's getting hit time I throw it.
But sometimes you need the manager or the assistant manager who was in place of Rob Thompson just to come relieve.
Is it that the fastball was off that much, or is it that there was something else
on? I have absolutely no idea. I just know we
but it's a problem.
Well,
you better
hope there was nothing going on an injury, because that makes it
even worse.
Well,
I think he meant pitches tipped.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It could be pitches tipped. It could be he's struggling with something physically.
Weird.
I don't know. It still looked good.
Look, it was one start. I mean, look, Rangers had one horrible start. Wheeler said one horrible start. Lizardo said one horrible start.
There were some good pitches that they hit. And in some cases, like, holy cow, Reese Hoskins is on, like, that was a movie.
It did
Reese
happen
Hoskins
fast.
Having two three-run homers, it just seemed like, I don't know.
Anyway, they should have gotten him out of there. That was bad. All right, the Bryce Huff trade, that's obviously on the table. Also, something Elliott said about the salary cap with the Eagles, we'll get to that shortly. And has there been a worse free agent signing than Bryce Huff for the Eagles? I know it didn't matter. They won the Super Bowl, but has any individual player delivered less for that type of money? 215-592-9494. And also, everything we discuss, including this Phil stuff, like what cheesed you from the weekend, you can always react to on Times Yours. Best Times Yours calls make the show, coming up in about 2 hours. Times Yours number. Put this in your phone. Anytime anything happens, ever, in a Philadelphia sports game, someone cuts you off in traffic, you know, whatever it might be, Times Yours is there for you. Write this number or put it in your phone. 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500. And then you can call Times Yours day or night and react. And then we play the best calls, which we will at 9:45 today. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, Nick.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
Yeah. It was a rough Phillies weekend, but it made me think about some Phillies trades. And one I've actually been working on for a little bit. I call it my Chicago double doink, because we got two Chicago White Sox players.
Okay. Not Cody Parkey.
No, Lewis Robert Jr. and Kenyon Middleton. Middleton's he's only under contract for this year, so we would get relief pitching, but he wouldn't be long term. But Lewis Robert's under contract for I think 5 years. And a great prospect, and we would probably give up Alec Boehm and like maybe Mick Abel. I hate to give up Mick Abel under his contract, but it's a good fit for us.
James, does the Crawford thing enter that if they acquire center fielder?
Yeah, I don't think
they're
going to trade for Robert. It's like possible. I just think he'll cost more than they want to give up for a center fielder when they have Crawford ready to come. Maybe not right away, but in the near future. So I doubt it, but. Look, it was a name that we talked about at the trade deadline last year. It's if they're going to trade for a center fielder, he's like the most obvious trade candidate out there.
And Nick, if that were to happen, I would just guess that Crawford would be part of it, but I don't know, but it would kind of make sense.
You wouldn't really need him anymore, but maybe you make the move with him for a catcher then,
maybe.
If you can make a few moves. But going back to Jen's call on Friday, before she crashed the radio with her quantum physics talk.
Oh, yeah.
She brought up the most underrated athlete in Philly, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to go with Nick Castellanos.
No, like Mauro Ojomo would be more underrated. I mean, until week 15, no one even like heard of Mauro Ojomo.
Okay, true.
But I still don't know if that's how you say his name.
I don't know
if I've ever.
I mean, he could be their starter instead of Jordan Davis.
Pronunciation. Yeah. I think he is.
Yeah. Like, and Nick, part of what I'm getting at is like Castellanos makes $100 million. Mauro Ojomo probably makes under $1 million.
I think he's our starting D end in base. Mauro Ojomo.
Yeah, I think he's more underrated, Nick, because he's actually pretty solid. All right, Nick, give me an answer, bud, for a child somewhere in a title.
Wax on, wax off, the Karate Kid, baby.
Oh, that's a big
answer.
One. Was watching that this weekend.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, hey, I watched it. Emily had never seen it, so we watched it like a month or two ago.
Wow.
It's great.
It's phenomenal.
It totally holds up. It's an awesome movie.
There's only one thing that I thought looking back, and I only watched about half of it this weekend. I forget what day, Saturday, Sunday, was in there somewhere. But there's a scene where Elizabeth Shue wants to pull away from...
Why does it have to be Elizabeth Shue?
It's shocking.
We have to live your fixation.
Well, it's also... Ralph's and Johnny's and Daniel's. She wants to pull away from Zabek, how do you say his name?
Zabka.
Johnny. Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny, but William Zabka.
And like he looks at her at one point while they're dancing, she's pulling away, and he like grabs her arm. He's like, "Can we finish this dance, please?" And then she like, out of like being nice, she finishes the dance. Like that one fly today. Yeah. It was my point is it was cheesy. It was like almost cheesy the way it was with Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer in the Chomp Down. Like it almost kind of didn't fit.
Translate to today quite so well. Correct. As the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that was my point.
That's too bad. Yeah. All right. You know who did translate to today really well, guys? Javon Kearse. Has anyone seen Javon Kearse lately?
No, with what?
Mm-mm. I saw Javon Kearse last night. I went to Brian Dawkins' Island Field.
Nice.
Oh, party. John, hold on. I'm giving John Rich a
phenomenal
standard.
Yes.
I've been looking for John to get involved with his former teammates for 8 years. He's there. John, God bless you. Tell us about Javon.
That's not patronizing.
I'm legitimately I'm happy for you.
Okay.
I mean that.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, tell us about Javon.
He looks younger than he did 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I was sitting in the first meeting of every morning next to Javon Kearse. This is 2004.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, 21 years ago. He looks younger today. Saw him last night. I don't know what the heck is going on. Javon Kearse is living an unbelievable life.
Good for him.
He looks fantastic. And Carlos Emmons. I saw Carlos Emmons last night.
Well, you love Carlos.
Carlos Emmons, the hardest guy to block, who no one knows is impossible to block.
Yep.
He was there last night, and I feel like I could impart some wisdom because, of course, he's got the shoulder stuff going on. And having had stem cell in my shoulder, we could talk some shop there. But Carlos Emmons, what an unbelievable linebacker.
Oh, I love
when he broke his leg. That was just awful.
Truly tragic.
Was that 03? Because he missed the playoffs, and I think that was 03. Is that the injury you're talking about?
I think so, yeah.
The guy
he was playing great.
He was playing great.
Job. He was so strong. I mean, you're talking about against the run, against the pass.
Oh, he was terrific.
He could do it all. He could do a little bit of everything. But I'm telling you, you try to go block that guy.
Yeah.
No one on the planet can do it. And no one ever gave him enough credit for
he
that.
He was really good. No,
keep
he was.
Everyone out of his body. And if he did hit you, you felt it for days. It was like a cement truck hit you.
Yeah, no, he was outstanding. So, James, all right, right now John's at a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
What could reduce him to a 7 out of 10? Like, he went there, he gave us a good story, interacted with his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
What could bring it down to a 7 out of 10?
Who's making the evaluation?
Yeah.
Me.
Something you say.
No.
Go ahead.
Which one of them's calling into the show today?
Ah, there you go. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, that's good point. Yeah.
No, Jimmy? Did you get any of them?
That's awesome, John. You hung with those dudes. All right, let's get to TNT. Wrapped it up over the weekend. I guess that was, Saturday, I think? So the Knicks out and the Eastern Conference done, which means TNT done. Now, this crew is going to be together with ESPN and ABC. It'll be fascinating to find out if they can keep the magic going to the same extent.
Is Ernie Johnson going to be with them?
Yes, all of them.
Okay.
The four of them and a lot of the production crew, which is awesome. Let's listen to how they wrapped it up with Ernie Johnson, the send-off on Saturday night after the game, after some post-game stuff. He had already done a lot of thank yous to the staff and like all sorts of good stuff. And then he really, like, this is it. Like, we are closing shop. Here's what Ernie Johnson said on Saturday night.
Thank you. We have been honored to do this. And we look forward. The four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys, let's get a mic drop.
And I dropped the mic, and that was it. Look, I think that group and Madden and Summerall, in my opinion, go down from a grouping standpoint on a national level the best I've ever seen. And it's just a matter of which one's better. National. National grouping. I put maybe Brent Musburger's NFL Today in third, maybe Chris Berman back in the day, the beginning of Countdown to Primetime with Tom Jackson, maybe fourth, maybe third. It's all kind of similar. But, I mean, John, this was a historic show. And, of course, what we all hope is that they can keep the magic going when they move to ESPN, and time will tell. Because I just don't know. You know, sometimes a move, like, I thought Madden and Summerall kept it going. Here's the example I'll give you. Madden and Summerall moved from CBS to Fox. Didn't change anything.
It was shocking at the time.
Well, remember? It was because CBS had the NFL and the NFC for about 40 or 50 years. And then they didn't. They moved to a different network. It was no problem. No problem. So hopefully this will be no problem. But we'll see. You never really know until you see it. So, but congrats to those guys on a great run. That was.
You tend to think that that combination of personalities, no matter who is doing the broadcasting or whose cameras or who's producing, you know, they've got that recipe. They've got the recipe of they actually like one another. It seems, or that's the way that's conveyed.
There's no question.
When they talk they're very close. And race to the board together. You know, like they do so many things I look forward to.
It's great.
I look forward to them, you know, capping on each other, busting on each other. And it's just a good chemistry that I don't think that can be broken.
I hope
and
you're right.
I expect to see a lot more.
You just don't. My point is, you don't want ESPN interference. Just let them do what
the
they do.
The editorial control.
You just let them do what they do. But congrats to that group, because they really, I mean, that was a historic run. And all the golf courses in Philadelphia better get ready, because Sir Charles always comes back to Philly in the summer, and he's going to be out there in the coming weeks. All right, let's go. But congrats to him, Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie. Unbelievable job for all those years. 215-592-9494. Not an unbelievable job by the Phils over the weekend. They lose three. And the third was really primarily because Trey Turner booted a ball. It was a well-pitched game by Ranger. He did his job, gave them some length after a short Lizardo start. You know, it's like, all right, let's salvage one. And Trey Turner basically made it not such.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. And Turner booted it. And the game's tied. Right at Trey Turner. And he commits his fifth error of the year. And this game starts over 2-2 here in the seventh.
So that was obviously a consequential moment, the most consequential from yesterday. I will say, kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but I've brought this up earlier in the year at times, and it's worth bringing it back. What followed was a classic example with Kirkring, where a relief pitcher ultimately gets charged with no earned runs, but didn't help the cause. I mean, the reality is that, you know, the Phillies lose the game in part because Kirkring gave up more. And because of the Trey error, they're all unearned. Like, Kirkering's ERA went down yesterday, but he didn't help the cause. So, you know, I just want to point that out at times. These bullpen ERAs can be deceiving when you have inherited runners or when, you know, you just stuff keeps tacking on.
And it's yet another, you know, lukewarm, what the heck is Orion Kirkering really gonna do?
I got one guy I truly trust, and even he's been more shaky this year, but it's Strom.
I don't trust Strom right now.
Oh God, I trust him, but I don't trust him as much as I did last year.
Yeah, I don't.
So like you're at zero?
And I'm not saying I'm at zero.
No. I'm saying of all the players,
there are zero
full trust.
Players I truly trust. Zero.
Of the bullpen.
In the bullpen. Zero.
Yeah.
Zip.
It's a bad
None.
Spot.
It's a bad spot.
Well said.
I actually trust Romano more than Strom. And that, again, I said zero. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I fully trust Romano, but I trust Romano more than Strom right now.
Well, I don't think anyone trusts Trey's defense. Rob Thompson talked about it after the game. And the first half of how Topper answered this, I didn't love. Second half of how he answered it, I actually liked quite a bit, because he keeps it real at the end. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game.
Is there anything you can say to Trey after a play like that, or is it just one of those things?
It's just one of those things. You know, I know Bobby will talk to him, but I don't know what to tell him, because it's kind of a routine ground ball, and he knows that he's got to make the play.
Got to make the play. But he's also giving you that he knows it.
Bobby's going to talk to him.
He knows it.
That'll clear it all up.
All right. They should have moved him, and to me, the headline that really has consequence for October from this weekend is, I think they made a mistake not moving Trey Turner. I've said it all year. I said it before the season started. I thought he should have been their center fielder. I think he's not, because they were afraid to have a conversation with him. And we'll find out in October if it bites them. But we know this. Jimmy Rollins and Larry Boa are the two shortstops the Phillies have won a World Series with. I mean, they are. And yes, there was a lot around both of them. You know, Schmitty, Carlton, Tug, Rose, Luzinski, etc. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Shane Victorino, you know, all that, etc. Cole, Brad Lidge. But, like, it really, 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 really helps in that sport to have a lockdown defensive player right there. We all know the three main positions. Catcher, shortstop, center field. Three main defensive positions. And, like, man, Trey is not good at it. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Earl in Langhorne. With that said, I'm not freaking out. They still got a heck of a team. Earl, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Earl.
Listen, I got a lot to throw at you real fast. I'm really upset that you took a sweet child of mine off the board because I partied with Guns N' Roses for like 4 hours backstage once.
Look at you.
Was it?
Yeah, man.
Was
it as insane? I have a question for you, Joe. Not, you were talking about Nnamdi Asomugha. Who was the other corner opposite of him? Because
there were three.
Afraid back then. Who was it?
There were three of them. So it was Nnamdi, it was DRC, and it was old man Asante.
Yeah,
I think right. He was still there.
Like,
James?
I remember that time of our history. No one was afraid to throw at us. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so, because Nnamdi and DRC were old. Excuse me, Nnamdi and Asante were old, and DRC was not as advertised as a young guy.
He played well after he left here with the Giants, didn't he?
Giants, yeah. I believe.
I seem to recall he played well there, but just not here.
But he just
ridiculous.
And they got him for Cobb, I think. And
yeah, second round pick.
It just didn't. Right. I think it was Cobb and DRC, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got a second-round pick in DRC for Cobb.
Yeah,
I think.
Which is a pretty a good solid haul for a guy who stunk as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
Earl, were you involved in any debauchery with Guns N' Roses?
Correct. Good question.
Yes. So I was witness to a lot of it.
You were witness when you use.
I like
word,
how much he considered how
like
to answer
witness.
That.
No, Earl.
Wow.
Earl, are you considering whether
so,
a wife, girlfriend, or daughter is listening right now?
No. My wife knows the whole story. But John, they were playing at the Tower Theater just when Appetite for Destruction came out.
Wow, that must have been awesome.
87.
Whoa.
And then they this entourage of press was in line to go to the back to do interviews, and I had no press credentials, nothing. I just got in the middle of the press corps and walked right in with them, but there's a security guard there, big old fat dude, and if you were a woman, you couldn't get in there unless you took your shirt off.
Holy mackerel. Whoa.
Even if it was press.
I mean, if it was press.
Wow.
Jeez. It was crazy, man. And
different
this
time.
Big old fat dude, this big old fat dude put his lips on every woman's everything. So
holy man.
It was a and then whoa. But I and then
now
I
it's getting a little uncomfortable in here.
I spoke to everybody.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh or chastise. Say it again, Earl.
I'm sorry.
No, we're good. That's a story. You did pretty much paint the picture. I will say you gave context that puts us in
was
the
enough.
Room. Visually.
Yeah, I fit the bill. Okay,
yeah.
So as far as this weekend with the Phillies, and I'm a big Phillies fan, I mean, I'm always glad to see Reese come back to town.
Yeah, I love him.
But, and, you know, there's a piece of you that goes, hey, you know what, good for you that you had a successful run, but not against us, you know, and everyone keeps saying it's going to be different when Bryce comes back. I don't see it. I don't see how Bryce is going to make that big of an impact coming back because he's, and I think he's forcing himself to come back early.
Well, we don't know that. Well, we don't know that. He hasn't played yet, so we don't know that he's coming back early. I mean,
Bryce Harper will make a huge difference.
Yeah,
no difference. You can't say that.
Earl, he's clearly one of the, let's put it this way, he's historically the best hitter on the team. I think it's fair to say this year, even though he wasn't having a full Bryce year, he was still their second best hitter this year. Like, I'd put him above Trey, who's done a nice job and come on. But, like, he only follows Schwarber this year as far as success. When you look at things like slugging and on base.
Indeed. Yeah.
And he very well could pass Schwarber by the time the year's over. I mean, I think Harper can make a monumental difference.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And listen, I have a song that that might work for you.
Yep.
It doesn't actually say the word child in it, but it's John Lennon's A Beautiful Boy.
Yeah, boy would work.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
So for boy and girl are all right, that counts.
Because it denotes a young kid, yes. Like, if it was man, I'd say no. But yeah, boy,
child.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you're just
a child,
if you're tuning in, what we're giving away the Phillies tickets today, and in honor of Morgan Freeman, who turned 88 recently, and of course was in Million Dollar Baby, using the word baby. We're looking for a movie, a song, a band, a title of any sort that a television show, whatever, that's got boy, girl, child of some sort in the title. It can be children, can be kid, any of that, baby, any of that kind of stuff. So a lot of good answers so far, including Voodoo Child and Karate Kid, which probably are the two best so far said by the audience. All right, Seltzer, question for you. You said earlier you blame Rob Thomson for Lizardo staying in, even though Topper was ejected 5 runs into the game. And Lizardo stayed out there 7 more runs, which is still astounding. First time in some
1930s, I think, was the last time a Phillies pitcher gave up 12 runs.
Incredible. All right. So are you sure that he can make that call after being ejected?
Like,
because I'm not.
Look, I'm not. I've never been a part of being ejected from a Major League Baseball game. I don't know how serious they are about the clubhouse thing, right, about Wigan. But do I think that Rob Thomson could talk to somebody to get a message
probably
to somebody in the dugout?
Yeah.
I think probably. I mean, he's got a phone. He could text somebody. Like, I just, like, again, I get it. It's harder for him to do it. If he were there and the 12 runs happened, I'd be even more upset. But I don't think you can just say, oh, you got ejected. You know, you don't have to worry about your team anymore. Like, I don't think that
works. You know what I wonder, and I've never thought of this? I wonder if there's a baseball security where they keep an
because
eye on the guy.
Because of Valentine?
Because they definitely didn't before Valentine, because he was able to do that.
He came out of the dugout in a costume.
A mustache.
And a mustache.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I mean, because, John, you would almost think if they don't have security of some sort, then how can they regulate anything? Because you're 10 feet away from the dugout, right through the clubhouse. I mean, not 10, but you know what I mean. Not far.
It's a bit of a walk, though.
You know you know what I mean. Yeah. It's close enough that if you want to.
But is it like just the honor system that everyone works on? Like, I don't know.
You just roll an orange down
the protocol.
Roll an orange. Like you're on an airplane.
With a message inside it. There you go.
Here it goes. Remove Lizardo or keep him in the game. I still cannot believe, whether it was him or the bench coach.
That's the thing.
How does it get up to 12 runs?
I mean, doesn't Dombrowski, can he call down to the dugout and go, yo, what are you doing?
I mean, in football terms, that is a touchdown, an extra point, a field goal, and a safety.
It's like being it's like being down 56-0 and being like, starters, roll back out there. Yeah. Let's see what you got. You know what I mean?
It's not good. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, good morning.
Long time. Good morning, crew.
What's up, bud?
What's up, Joe?
Just living the dream. You know, that's why I love hockey better than baseball. You know, Brendan Moore could be behind a bench F-bombing officials, and he doesn't even get a penalty. But in baseball, they get kicked out. Like, that makes no sense to me. Like, even in football, coaches can go off on referees. And
that's a great part of the game. I love when the manager is giving the business to the ump.
Get kicked out for a reason to support your teammate. Like, but that's the reason. Another reason I don't like Topper. Like, I don't understand what he did. Like, you know, JT earlier in the year, you don't stick up for him at all, but you want to get kicked out when your team doesn't show up. Like, I think it's weak.
Well, two different things, Joe. So, one, he did have a point that it's odd for the third base ump to make the call instead of first base ump on a lefty. That is true. The second thing is, because he may have been truly 100% heated, like there was no acting, but I actually just wondered if about 20% was him leaning over to the ump and saying,
Toss me
out of this game. I just wondered if it happened. I mean,
that does happen.
It does happen, yeah, and he may have been trying to charge up the dugout and the crowd, and because they were already down 5-0.
Yeah,
I think,
I got a
right?
7 o'clock reservation. Can you help me?
I'm kidding.
Not for that purpose, but you know, like sometimes the manager will want it.
If you need to resort to that to wake your team up after you got your ass kicked the day before. There's something wrong with that team.
But it happens. I mean, people do it. All right, Joe, what do you got on our squad? What are you thinking?
Well, it's the same as I said earlier. I'm surprised they bounce back and beat tomato cans and ham and eggers. Like, it's going to be the same thing as the process. It's going to be the same thing in certain runs that teams have. They don't have this it factor. They don't and they won't. And you're going to look.
I don't think you know that. I think you think it. I don't think you know it. Joe, they're a game and a half behind the best record in baseball. I just
attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once they play teams above 500 or 500 teams that have some talent and some moxie, they're going to go 10-15 and go back again. They have talent, but they don't have that it factor. They just don't. They don't have this it factor. You're not going to win a World Series with Rojas in center field. You're not going to win a World Series when you don't have guys out of the bullpen that come in and dominate. They're not going to win a World Series. They'll make the playoffs, and you're going to be disappointed again.
Maybe.
It's the same every year.
Here's my only thing. Listen, Joe, you may be right, but here's my biggest argument against you. If I asked you to name the teams that have the it factor, my guess is you would name two or three teams, and my guess is there's a good chance a different team would win the World Series. I mean, I'm just, you know.
It's not the same every year. That's why we play 162 games.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of baseball. I anticipate that this group of guys, this roster is just dynamite, and we do need to make some additions. But
I don't think
we
the
have
roster.
Time to
I'd
make
say
some additions.
I'd say the starting pitching is dynamite. I don't know if I'd go whole roster.
The starting
roster.
Pitching is like all time.
It is.
It is unbelievable.
That's what
we are so deep. We're talking about trading a starter, a starter who gave us an unbelievable performance.
Talking about Ranger, yeah. Like that could happen.
Ranger Suarez, could get traded.
Yeah, could get traded
because we have that luxury. Yeah. We have that luxurious padding of pitchers.
Joe, give me a great answer for a child somewhere in a title.
I will in a second, but John, it's the beginning of June. We haven't played a lot of teams above 500. Let me know if Nola's back. Let me see if Lizardo gets seen the second time through a lot of these teams. We're proclaiming a young group of pitchers and a falling apart Nola and a 35-year-old Wheeler to get it done late in the season. And a team doesn't hit late in the season. They don't. But I will go with
they
something.
Well, they have until they didn't. Let's not forget.
They did in 2022.
And three.
Yeah, and three.
For
and
two ten, and a half for, weeks.
You're right, yeah.
Like Castellanos was hitting homers all over the place.
Did things no one has ever done in the history of the sport home run-wise. Yeah. No one's ever hit multi-homer games back-to-back in the history of the playoffs. Nick Castellanos, he's the guy.
Totally.
That's it.
I guess they didn't sustain it long enough for everyone.
Say it again, Joe.
I don't believe this team is going to bring home a trophy.
I know you don't.
It's going to be a sixth or a second round exits every year. I will give you one of your favorite shows, Joe. It's an all-timer. There's no kids in it, and that's why it's funny. It's the Golden Girls.
Oh, Girls. Yeah, Golden Girls. So it's not one of my all-time favorite shows, but Amy from Villanova and I are thinking about making it our next, you know, kind of doze-off show. We're looking for like a B show. I'm trying to advocate Dick Van Dyke because we just did Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, my God.
So I want to go back 10 years before that.
Sure.
Dude, it was tremendous. Wow. Dick Van Dyke, you kidding me? Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore together? I'm good, but I don't know. I'm not probably winning that fight. It's probably going to be Golden Girls.
Good. Go, Amy. I can't believe that we're hoping for you to watch something that's like 40 years old instead of 60 years old or whatever.
Pretty much. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating, and congrats to them for this, 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, which bothered you more, which bothered you the most this weekend with the Phils? We got two choices. A, Lizardo being kept in for so long, which was outrageous. Or B, Trey's defense, which obviously yesterday was, you know, not only bad, but I'll just call it typical. I mean, not that he does that every game, but I mean, come on. We know he's got that in his negative bag more than most, which is booting the routine play. That was bad. And it does worry me for October. Second poll question, and we literally phrased it this way. Not that it mattered in 2024, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agency signing ever? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. You know, one thing about the free agency with Bryce Huff, and, you know, it looks like they're going to get out of this contract and he's going to get shipped to San Fran. And it made me wonder, and I'm going to be very candid here. I don't know the answer to this, but is this one of those things, the way Howie structured it, where Howie maneuvers in a way that the rest of the league doesn't based on how he sets a contract up? I mean, James, doesn't it seem kind of implausible that they get out so easy?
Yeah, like you're saying that when Howie did the contract to begin with, he planned for the potential eventuality of maybe a horrible first year.
Correct.
Because it's wild to think about, especially because if you're that willing to buy in on this guy to the number that they did, I mean, to even think to put that stuff in there is wild.
Let me just, I want to read you a couple of tweets, and then I want to get to some audio of Elliot, because ultimately what is going to matter a lot for the Eagles moving forward is the extent to which the salary cap has changed and how that could impact the Eagles, who have had a competitive advantage based on Howie's excellence and Lurie's spending under the current system. So I just want, John, listen to this series of tweets. Just bear with me. It's three different tweets here. So here's what happened over the weekend. Adam Schefter first reported, ESPN sources, 49ers and Eagles are working to finalize a trade that will send edge rusher Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's going to be processed after June 1. I don't need to read it all, but let's just start with that. Schefter then has a second tweet. He says, before the trade can get finalized next week, the Eagles restructured Bryce Huff's contract this week. He was set to make about $17 million fully guaranteed this season from Philadelphia, but the Eagles now will take on only $9.05 million in salary, leaving the 49ers responsible for the remaining $7.95 million due to Huff this season. Okay. Then Field Yates jumps in, and he says, the cap specifics of this deal. The Eagles declined Bryce Huff's $15.58 million fully guaranteed option bonus, which turned it into a base salary. I know this is getting confusing. Just bear with me. He says Philadelphia then turned $9 million of that base salary into a signing bonus, which allows San Francisco to take on the remaining money, $7.95 million. In sum, the Eagles save $7.95 million in cash and create north of $15 million in 2025 cap space. San Francisco will inherit the final 2 years of Huff's deal, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then Jake Rosenberg, who you may remember, used to work for the Eagles and was Howie's contract guy. So Howie and this Jake Rosenberg were doing a lot of this together until Jake Rosenberg left the Eagles about, was it prior to last season? Yeah. Prior to last season. And so he's doing his own business venture, but he weighs in on social media on these kind of things. So he responds to Field Yates saying this, "This is a misleading way to describe the cap impact and process. Happy to try to answer some questions, but the amount was always base salary, though treated as an option for cap purposes. And with that, at signing, the OB, I don't even know what that means, is assumed as exercise, though it hadn't been yet." Here's my point. We're all confused right now, right? Every person listening right now is confused. I'm confused. Like, what am I getting at? I'm getting at, I wonder how they got out of this where they're going to get a draft pick, not get crushed on the salary cap. And like, it just, it to me, it strikes me like maybe Howie had a thing on the way in the door that led to this on the way out the door. What's my point? I want to play audio of you, of Elliot for you from about a week and a half ago on our show. Because the NFL is thinking about changing aspects of the salary cap in the next CBA. And we asked Elliot, what could the implications for that be for the Eagles? Listen to what Elliot said.
Basically, what it seems like the NFL wants to do is fix the salary cap so that teams can't like use loopholes to manipulate it, essentially. Now, we all know from talking about the Eagles and covering the Eagles the past few years, the Eagles are awesome at working the salary cap. And the best way to explain it would be this. If you took their top 10 players on the roster in terms of average value, like average contract value, it should be over $200 million. I think it's $215 million per year on the salary cap. But because of how the Eagles structure their contracts, it's just over $100 million. So simplistically, just look at it. They have $100 million less in salary cap hits than they should based off the average value of the contract. Now, the reason that's a big advantage for the Eagles specifically is because they have an owner in Jeffrey Lurie that pays a lot of cash and allows that to happen. So the reason the NFL is going after this is because the poor teams or the teams that are not willing to spend cash, they're essentially being put at a competitive disadvantage because they're not getting these like long contracts.
John, when this Bryce Huff news came down on Friday, I thought of what Elliot had said and thought, I wonder if this is a tie into that kind of thing. Like, it's all above my head. I want to be clear, guys.
I feel the
nobody
same
understands
way.
The salary cap, but how are the Eagles suddenly going to have cap space from this?
Yeah, it just feels like it's Howie has mastered this sleight of hand,
right?
And that really feels like all we're talking about, sleight of hand, taking what should be $250 million and making it look like $100 million
right.
Because you've kicked $150 forward, you know, and it's all in dummy years and stuff
right.
Like that, that somehow like vanishes from everything. I don't know how.
And it could hurt them if the league changes the rules. Let's listen to more
yes.
of Elliot because he really brought
well,
think
this. Think about that.
Yeah.
$250 million well, compared to $100 million looks like. That's a well, major hit
right.
If we have to make those books look like $250 million.
Correct. Because think of it this way. Then we'll get to the Elliot audio. But think of it this way. And I'm sure this has gone through a lot of people's minds. It certainly did for me last year with how amazing the talent was. How do you have Jalen making that money, AJ making that money, Devontae making that money, Lane making that money, Mulata, Dickerson,
yeah.
Saquon. Now, that's mm-hmm. just on offense. Oh, and Goddard had a pretty good salary. Okay, just that's just offense. Now, defense, they weren't spending nearly as much. But, I mean, I just named, like, eight really big contracts for
marquee
their positions.
Deals. No, they're like the top five type deals.
At their positions.
For all those spots.
Which
and
is,
so,
like, how does
and
that happen?
And you've got everyone happy for the most part. You know, it helps when you're winning.
Well,
but
of course.
You look around the NFL, and most teams, you've got people who are holding out. You've got people who are miserable.
Yeah.
They're angry with the organization because of the way they conduct business. Guys in the Eagles organization, they know, as a player, you know, at least we did, we knew that the 30 thing was real, you know,
yeah.
You got to be, when you get 30,
yep.
you don't know what's going to happen. But we also knew that, you know, they were operating at a different standard. We knew that this that our organization was efficient and smart.
Well,
and
Joe Banner and Howie,
all of this, yes,
both
Joe
have
Banner
been, and this Rosenberg guy, they were all part of it. Anyway, yes. When the Huff thing came through, I mean, I'm in a good Eagles mood. They won the Super Bowl and they got rid of Bryce Huff, Christmas Day. But I just wonder how long some of these advantages will go on. And Elliot really brought the point home of how it truly could impact the Eagles when he said this to us about a week and a half ago.
For as much as the tush push was focused on the Eagles, and we talked so much about how like it could impact them, ultimately it was not going to impact them a ton on the field. If the NFL changes how you can structure contracts, that is a potential big deal for the Eagles. Not so much this iteration, because it won't be for a few years, but in the future, they'll lose the advantage of having an owner that spends a lot of cash.
Yeah. Well, look, you can react. I know it's confusing, guys. I get it. I mean, I don't know anyone that truly understands all this, right? But I just know to get rid of a player after 1 year of a huge deal and gain cap space just seems, James, is implausible.
Implausible. I was literally the word in my head. I was going to finish the sentence for you. Implausible. I just don't get it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.